Hello everyone. I want to take a few minutes to explain the evidence templates you'll see in your independent project page and why they matter. First of all, these aren't here to create extra work, they're here to help you show your thinking. Because this is a regulated qualification, it isn't enough to simply produce something impressive at the end. We also need to show the journey. So all the research that you've done, the decisions, the challenges, the development, and the reflection that happened along the way. So that's what these templates are for. I'm going to explain each one briefly. The bibliography. The bibliography is simply a record of the sources you use. Books, websites, articles, videos, podcasts, interviews, anything that informs your project. This isn't about perfect referencing, it's about being able to show where your information came from, that you've used more than one source, and how those sources influenced your thinking. It shows that your work is informed. Research notes. Research notes are where you show what you discovered and what it meant. It's not just copying information, it's asking, what did I find out? Did different sources say different things? How does this affect my project? This is where your thinking deepens. It's where research turns into decision making. Log of hours. The log of hours shows sustained effort. It records what you worked on, how long you spent, and what progress you made. It demonstrates that your project developed over time, that skills were practiced, refined, and improved. And this is especially important for practical or creative projects. Reflective journal. The journal is probably the most important piece. This is where you reflect on what you did, what went well, what was challenging, what you changed, what you learned. It doesn't need to be long, but some thought does need to go into each entry. Strong projects show growth over time. And when we reflect, we can evidence that growth. You'll need at least 10 dated entries across the project. So lastly, a bit of reassurance. You absolutely do not need to use these templates rigidly. You can type, you can handwrite, you can mind map, you can include photos, you can change the format. What matters is that the thinking and the content is there. These templates simply help you to organise your thinking so that at the end of the project, you can clearly demonstrate the knowledge, skills and independence you've developed for the assessor. They're not hoops to jump through. They're tools to help you show what you're capable of. If you're unsure how to use any of them, that's exactly what the project studios, research and skills studios, and your mentor are there to help with. You don't have to get it perfect from the start. These templates help you take things one step at a time.